All right. The role of the regression weight. We'll go back to the other thing in a second. So we got this A and this B. B is the regression slope or the regression coefficient or the regression weight. The purpose of B is to try and get X and Y to stretch out as much as possible, the same. So that if I have something that looks like, if I'm trying to predict GPA, you have something that looks like GPA. It's got a range from 0 to 4. You don't want to be told, hey, your predicted GPA is 18.6. That sounds good, but it's nonsense. The regression constant makes absolutely sure that the average Y prime matches the average Y. So that if you're at the average on the predictor, you're going to be the average on the criterion. And that gives us what I like to call Y prime will be a mimic of Y. Your Y prime value makes sense. It's a GPA score between 0 and 4. It's a number of job errors that is something that makes sense. Because of that, we got to make sure that we use... We got to make sure that we use the right regression formula. If we're trying to predict GPA from GRE on the bottom versus GRE from GPA on the top, we have to make sure that we put the regression model into the statistical package properly. I don't know if any of you have ever done this. It doesn't really matter which one you put in first for correlation, you get the same correlation. It doesn't really matter which one you put in first for the chi-square, it just changes which one rows and columns, right? But for ANOVA, oh, it fucks that up. If you put in, there's people go, yeah, I know that one. If you put in the IV and the DV backwards, you get absolute nonsense. Same thing here. You have to put the predictor and the criterion in the right set so that you get the right results. For example, GPA has a standard deviation of about 1. GRE, especially the old version, had a standard deviation of about 100. If I'm going to turn GPA into a mimic of GRE, I'm going to have to stretch that. Right? Which means I'm going to need a big regression weight. On the other hand, if I'm trying to take GRE and turn it into a mimic of GPA, I'm going to have to shrink it. So I'm going to have a little bitty regression weight. What this means is you can't just look at the regression weight and know if that predictor is important or not. Because it might be a little bitty number because you're shrinking the scale, or it could be a little bitty number because they're not related. It could be a real big number because you're stretching a scale, or it could be a real big number because they're related. Now, you already know this, but we don't think about it the same. If I told you that my two groups, one group had a mean and the other group had a mean, it was 78 different. You say, well, okay, what are the two means? Because there's a big difference between 10 and 88. That would be a big effect. Or 12,010 and 12,088. You with me? Relative size matters. That's why in regression, we're going to be really happy that we've got a significance test of whether that regression weight is different from zero. Because we can't just look at the raw regression weight and decide whether that effect is significant and big or not. Again, small regression weights can be because we're shrinking the scale or because they're not related. Big regression weights can be because we're stretching the scale or because they're masterfully related. You can't tell just by looking at the regression weight, and that's why we'll get significance tests.